This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
If you've been anywhere near TikTok lately, you might have seen one video in particular that got people seriously talking and debating about money and lifestyle and what we can actually afford. Anne Sheeran, a mum who is also working in marketing, went viral after sharing her thoughts on spending and living within your means, including a comment about staying in a dear manner that has racked up over 5 million views. But while the video sparked huge attention, not all of it was positive. So today we're chatting to Anne herself about what it's really like to go viral, how she handled the backlash, and her honest take on money management in a world where social media can make spending feel like the norm. Anne, welcome to the show. Of course, you did recently go massively viral with your potentially unpopular opinion that if you're earning less than 200k a year, you have no business staying in Adair Manor. Of course, no shade at all to the wonderful Adair Manor. That was just the point you were trying to make about income. What was the thinking behind this comment?
Oh, yes. Definitely no shade to Adair Manor. I'm sure it's an absolutely gorgeous place. I suppose it was a reaction to what I was seeing on my For You page, and that was just loads of people going to Adair Manor. And to be honest, when I first saw it, I had no idea how expensive it was to stay in Adair Manor. And then I was like, that looks like a lovely place. We should go for a night. And then I realized like the cheapest hotel, the cheapest night you can get is like 900 euro. And that's like midweek in January. And I was like, how are people affording to go and stay here and have dinner and drinks? It's like probably more than like a week's salary for most people, could be as much as a month's salary for some. And I was like, that is absolutely crazy. And to me, that would feel like it would be kind of irresponsible financially to go and do that.
It's obviously received 5 million views, over 5 million views. Did you expect that level of response when you posted said opinion? Because I know you've said yourself it was potentially an unpopular one, but still a lot of views, a lot of comments, both positive and negative, were thrown in there.
Yeah, absolutely not expecting that at all. I thought it might, you know, reach my audience, and I thought it might get like 2,000 or 3,000 views. And I suppose it's sort of in line with what I talk about, which is kind of finances and money and things like that. And I suppose my audience would be aware of that. But this went to such a wide audience, like 5 million people. Obviously, that's much more than the amount of people are in Ireland. So most of the audience is from the States. And it's actually only 1% of the audience is in Ireland. So it was a very small amount of people in Ireland who saw that. So a lot of the comments were like, what are you even talking about? Like 200K is not even that much money. Like in the States, obviously, it's a little bit different. But I suppose, yeah, it's a lot of kind of negative comments, and that's often what makes things go viral on TikTok. It's when people want to maybe contradict what you said or maybe say something negative, and that's kind of where the views go up, and that's kind of what makes things go viral.
How did you handle the negative side of that? Because people did kind of come out swinging for whatever reason in their own honest opinions, but how do you balance that with your own kind of just your normal self and your own opinion?
Absolutely. And I think like, it's very much one of those things where like, and to be honest, most of the comments that I'm seeing, it's probably like the same 4 or 5 comments like continuously, and they're still coming every single day. Every morning when I look at TikTok, it's kind of the same stuff. And at this point, it's just a little bit annoying. And I think it's because it's so misunderstood. Like, I think if people kind of understood where I was coming from and understood what I was saying, like there wouldn't be the same kind of amount of negativity. But I suppose you kind of take the good and the bad. If you believe all the great stuff, you believe all the negative stuff as well. So you just have to take it as it comes. And I think not take it too seriously.
Going back to the root of why you posted said video in the first place, living within your means as a concept, for you, what does living within your means actually equate to?
For me, it's like financial security. And I think it's something that I've always been sort of very, it's been important to me all the way through my adult life. And actually, I didn't really start saving money. I've always lived within my means. I wasn't kind of taking out credit cards and things like that. But I only really started saving when I was about 27. Until then, I was kind of just like living paycheck to paycheck, kind of spending everything that came in. Obviously, I didn't have the same amount of financial responsibilities then as I do now. But for me, it's like the security of being able to, you know, pay for things that like inevitably go wrong, like things that happen to the car or things that happen in the house, and just have that money there in your bank account. It just makes something that could become a really big problem just like a minor inconvenience that you can sort of use money to solve. And I think if you're spending all of your money that comes in every month, like you're just going to create further problems for yourself down the line. So for me, like living within my means gives me a huge amount of freedom that I appreciate more than those kind of maybe short-term experiences.
I know you have a background in marketing as well. How has that been influencing Yes. how you practically think about money and consumer habits and how you noticed how other people spend their money as well?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Yeah, so my background is in marketing and communications. And I suppose, yeah, like I really believe in the brands that I've worked for. And I suppose you don't really think about that level of consumerism when, you know, it's your brand and you believe in it and you believe in the purpose. But I think things have sort of changed as I've come into like my content creation journey and as I'm getting offered kind of brand deals and things like that. It's very, very like apparent to me where my values lie. And I've said no to a lot of brand deals this year because some of them have promoted like consumerism that I'm not willing to put my name behind. And I really have to believe in a brand to, I suppose, like put it out there with my audience. And I think everything that you put out there with your audience, like you have a level of kind of trust and respect. So I would never jeopardize that by promoting something that I didn't 100% believe in.
Talk to me about your audience. I know you touched on there, like not wanting to promote something that wouldn't be what you would believe in, you know, in your own personal life. You talk about consumerism, but what are the biggest mistakes that you see your audience making when it comes to spending money? Is it feeding into that consumerism?
I think so. And I think for me, the thing that really changed for me, I suppose when I was about 27, when I was kind of like changing my outlook on money, was really understanding what made me happy. And I started doing that by kind of taking note in a journal. I was doing like a little gratitude journal every evening and like maybe three highlights of my day or three things that I was really grateful for throughout the day. And after like months and months of doing that, I started to realize that it was like mostly the little things that made me happy, like going for a walk with a friend or like a really good cup of coffee or like cleaning the house from top to bottom. And it wasn't going out and spending loads of money or going out and having drinks or, you know, things like that, that kind of level of consumerism, that was very, very fleeting. So that sort of made me realize, like, I don't need to spend a lot of money to find these little moments of joy throughout my day. And I think I've just always carried that with me. Like, I would get the same amount of joy as I would, like, going for a really nice lunch, as I would for going for a walk with a friend, you know?
What would you say to someone who might be listening this evening, who is not earning less than 200k a year and has been like to stay has been to stay in a dare manner and that is what makes them happy? What would you say to them?
I'd say go ahead. I think if you are like living responsibly, if you're not taking out credit card loans, you know, do what makes you happy. And maybe it's not something that you do every year, but if it's something that you've been dying to do for a very long time, I totally respect that. But I think like maybe understand, like, why does that make you happy? Like, what are you really looking for in that experience? And can you find that in another way? Could you maybe have the same amount of joy from like going to a dare manor for like afternoon tea? Do you need to like, you know, spend a very high percentage of your like annual income to have this experience? Or is there another way that you can translate that?
Has going viral changed how you approach posting and talking about money on your page at all?
I think it's an eye-opener. I've had videos that definitely get good reach and I've kind of reached kind of good audiences before. I've never gone viral to like 5 million people. But I think it's like one of those reminders that like anything is possible on the internet. You really do have to be careful. I think if I had known that this video was going to go to like 5 million people, I definitely would have like made it a little bit more neutral. I probably wouldn't have maybe been so kind of jarring in the language that I used. But at the same time, if I had been a little bit more kind of like polished in the thought, it wouldn't have gone viral. It's definitely the language that made it go viral. So I think it's just a nice awareness that, yeah, whatever you say on the internet can really go anywhere and everywhere.
It really can. It can really reach plenty of heights. I can't believe, like you saying, like 1% of the viewers are from Ireland. You think about how many countries and how many people have seen that. Like, it's absolutely incredible. If people do want to follow along with your money advice and your lifestyle advice that you have over on your TikTok, where can we find you?
So it's Anne.Sheeran on TikTok and on Instagram.
Lovely. Well, Anne, it was lovely to meet you face to face after seeing the video go viral, and the best of luck with all the rest of your videos. Hope plenty more go viral for you, and I'm sure we will be chatting to you again on iRadio's group chat.
Thanks so much, Valerie.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.